Here at the University of Houston, new student orientation covers the basics of college life. Things like class schedules, academic advising, and what to do when you're sick. Now it also covers carrying a gun.
Concealed carry is you cannot see it. So bottom line is you should not see any guns here on this campus unless it's a law enforcement officer.
Sergeant Dina Padovan is with the campus police. All summer, she's told new students and their parents what they can expect from campus carry. It's one way the University of Houston is preparing for the new world of guns on campus. Padovan's boss, UH Police Chief Caesar Moore, says he doesn't know if more guns will make campus safer. He's focused on making sure people know about the change.
We're past the philosophical argument of pro or con. We're at the point that the law has passed, the policy's in place, and we're implementing the law. That's what we're doing.
Moore believes the most visible change will be the new signs that mark gun-free zones, places like the daycare, special labs, and the rec center.
I don't think that the typical student will see any difference in their college experience because the typical student would not be carrying a gun.
Until now, guns haven't been part of the typical college experience in Texas. One survey shows that students in Texas oppose guns on campus 2-1. I stopped by the Student Center to find out for myself.
I know, it's a place where like students can come, hang out.
That's Aaron Padden. He's a junior majoring in biotechnology. He grew up hunting. And he got a license to carry a concealed handgun when he was 18 back home in Alabama.
You can carry within here and everything. To me, that's nice. I carry most places that I go off of campus. It's nice to know that I can come in, I can eat, and I can feel safe knowing that I have my own firearm on me and everything. So,
when he gets his final class schedule, Padden says he'll check if concealed weapons are restricted in any of them. He plans to carry as much as possible.
In case something awful were to happen on campus, I would know that I'd be able to defend and protect myself.
Other students find no comfort in that.
At least I would say I'm frightened.
Ahmed Siraj plans to graduate in chemical engineering next May.
You know, I know in Texas here, everyone just talks about how much, you know, we like our guns. But with campus carry, you know, I think that's the last place guns should be would be in an environment, a school environment like the University of Houston.
Siraj has to adapt to that concept here at the Student Center, in his classes, and where he lives. He's going to be a resident advisor at the only dorm on campus where concealed weapons are allowed.
It'd be, I guess, alarming to, you know, open up a residence room and see a gun there and then know that they're allowed to have that gun.
In that scenario, he's supposed to walk out and call the cops. Concealed handguns can't be in plain sight at the dorm. But weapons are allowed inside professor offices at UH. And that brings us to the final stop in our campus tour, with Maria Gonzalez in the English department.
I teach feminist theory, and I teach queer theory. I teach some fairly controversial topics.
Gonzalez says this year she might be more cautious with those controversial topics. She also might move student meetings to places where guns aren't allowed. And she wants to help the department's advisors file a request to make their office gun-free.
Because we have had incidents where we have had to call security on a student, where in fact students have yelled and screamed. You know, they've said things like, "You've ruined my life," at the top of their lungs.
She's also considering something else. She may get her own license to carry a weapon.
There's a part of me that instinctively says, if you're concealed carrying, so am I. But then I'm just asking for the okay corral here.
She has 3 more weeks to decide before classes start. So how much will all this change daily life on campus?
And the answer is we don't really know.
Matt Nobles is a criminal justice professor at the University of Central Florida. He's researched attitudes about guns on campus. He found that the chances of being in an armed classroom can range from 4% to 33%. And there could be anywhere from less than one gun all the way up to 9 weapons per class. Nobles doesn't think that will stop much crime.
the problems that we know about in terms of crime on college campuses are problems that relate to ordinary types of crime. They're not mass shooter events. They're things like sexual assault, substance abuse, and so forth.
Even with that, Noble says college campuses remain one of the safest places in U.S. society. For the Texas Standard, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.